Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. And for the rest of us here across the country, still a good Saturday morning. Thank you so much for making us part of your weekend. Keeping us company, your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, for those of you watching us on Facebook Live, post your questions, comments there. We'll get to as many as we can. Right now, though, we are going to go to the phones as Marilyn is standing by as we open up hour number two. Marilyn, how you doing? Thank you for calling, and I understand you have a question for Mr. John Bagnasco.
Yes. I want to
Hi, Marilyn.
Ask, hi, John. Everything I got from you is just doing great. The
you know what? That's one of the reasons I love you, Marilyn.
Well, the strawberries in the grow box and the kale and the tomatoes, I don't have any yet, but looking forward to the Brandywine orange.
And well, you know, as happy as I am to hear that, I can't take credit for it. The fact that everything is doing great is probably 99% your fault. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. And I just had a blossom on the squash, the one I got from you. I forget the name.
Uh-huh. Was it the Costata Romanesco?
That's it.
Yeah, the Italian squash.
Right. And I had a beautiful blossom. I almost ate the blossom because you can do that, right?
Right.
But I didn't. And now the blossom has disappeared, but I don't see a little squash. Now, would my nighttime robbers do that?
No. You bring up a good topic here. In Italy, Costata Romanesco is specifically grown, besides the fact that it tastes so good and is nice and meaty, but it's grown because it has more male flowers than other squash. And those flowers are sold in markets and used for cooking, for frying with an egg and breadcrumb batter. So what you had was a male flower. The female flowers when they open up, there's always a little squash at the base of the female flower. It's already there. If
so
there's
I will
just
get
a,
those.
Yeah, if there's just a stem, that's a male flower. So that never the squash is never produced from the flower. It's always at the base of the flower, and you can easily tell. Now, on Costata Romanesco, about 40% of the flowers are going to be male. So, so don't worry. Eventually, you will get your squash, and like other zucchini, you'll get plenty.
Oh, great! Well, I thought the robbers, the night robbers. I call them possums, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Possums, raccoons.
Raccoons.
Yeah.
They even wear
the
masks.
Night robbers.
Well.
Yeah. So I have a proverb to tell John and whomever else. It's an Indian, a Native American proverb.
Uh-huh.
We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children.
That's really good.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing that, Marilyn.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I hope you have more vegetables that I can add to my garden soon.
We'll try.
We'll do our best.
All right. And thank you all for being there. I really appreciate. Oh, I wanted to tell you how good Zach is for receiving your calls. He's a real good telephone operator.
Oh, that's great.
Well, thank
news.
You. Yeah, he's our director and studio coordinator and does a great job, Marilyn. He's listening right now, and I'm sure he's happy to hear that. So thank you for the compliment.
And also, I'm glad you repeated on Sunday because sometimes I miss some, and then I have another opportunity.
Well, that's nice. You never know where we're going to pop up. Thank you. Love you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Yeah, some of our affiliates do replay this show on Sundays. So there you go. Also, too, we mentioned that if you go to BizTalk Radio, you can listen to the archives, but also on Facebook, we keep them up on our Facebook page as well if you want to go back and watch and listen. At the same time, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Good having Fausto on, hour number one, a lot of great information. John, speaking of emails, do we have any that you can now read to us at this point in time?
No, because of FCC regulations, no way I can read them.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to do something about that. Federal Communications Commission coming. John got fined heavily last year. He's
always skittish now.
A little skittish about that.
One of the things I wanted to bring up, and we didn't have time to cover it, but my dad was also on the Urban Tree Council for San Diego. So they focus on the city, public lands, trees,
what they're
open
doing.
Spaces.
Right.
Kind of regulating, you know, if somebody builds a building, what they have to do. To improve public lands elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was considering, and we've always learned from our past whenever it comes to planting trees, you know, as you mentioned, you know, ficus tree planted near your house, not always
right.
a great idea.
Too close to a sidewalk,
you know,
or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And not only the previous generations didn't always know that, we had to experience it to understand that. And so going forward, I'm worried that if people don't kind of consider the foresight, not that, you know, trees or shrubs or these are going to do damage, but they're almost going to go so extreme where they're not going to plant large canopy trees. They're not going to, you know, I mean, when you walk down a sidewalk now, you see small, compact trees. And it's because they don't want the sidewalk problems.
Right,
they don't
the
want
root
the road
system.
Problems. But we're losing those large specimen trees that we used to have, and they're truly cutting them down to make room for some of the things. And I'm worried that, you know, the cities and counties out there aren't going to make some space for these large trees, and it's a big problem because down the road those trees are what are going to really save the cities to some regard as far as oxygen.
Well, you've got to be
air,
educated
shading.
You know, it's the same thing with, you know, HOA, homeowners associations, any place that's building a complex. Or the city, like you mentioned, okay, there's a place for those trees.
Yeah,
and don't get. I think what you're saying is they just get scared off and think we can't.
They
plant
can't
these.
Do anything.
They can't do anything when you really can. They just need room. First of all, know the species of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Know how big the root system's going to get 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years from now. Plan accordingly, and then put the smaller trees next to sidewalks and things like that. But don't just give up the ship.
You're right.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, because people do. They get scared.
Right.
They get scared. They go, oh, ficus, never going to plant that ever.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin the piping, or it's going to pull up a sidewalk. It's like, well, you know, there's a right place for it.
Right. Now, in my situation, for those that don't know, I had a ficus that was about 3 feet tall in a pot. And I put it out from my front door, and obviously it was a place where ferns and other things had grown, and this ficus grew down through the pot into the ground. That's the situation that I'm facing right now, and John brought up a good point a couple of weeks ago. Depending upon how close it is to the house, it could be a problem, and it still may be a problem, so I am going to be aware of that. But to your point, Tiger, yeah, it's they got to understand what they're same thing with the Homeowners Association. When they plant these trees, and then when they come to maturity, they start dropping, you know, whatever it is,
yeah,
and staining the sidewalk. Well, you should have known that prior to putting that tree
right
in there.
And it's not always a terrible thing.
No.
You know, I mean, I love it when you look at a map or you're driving down a road and all of a sudden the road kind of curves. And it's because there's a tree there, and they built the road to go around the tree. They didn't cut the tree down to build the road. And, you know, I think that's one thing that people need to remember. I'm all about development. We're a growing, you know, country, and
sure,
I don't mind us developing, but we have to do it in a way that also is going to keep our environment similar to what we have, and, you know, not just become a concrete playground.
Exactly, a concrete jungle.
Yeah,
is what you're referring to. And John's been very busy on that computer. He is having a good time over there.
Well, real quick. You guys weren't listening to our show earlier, but John actually taught Brian something about Facebook earlier in the show, which was awesome.
Something I should have known, but yes, kudos to you. And John, we'll get back to your thoughts and comments after the break.
I learned something new every day. But there's a couple comments on Facebook here that after the break I've got to read to you.
Okay, absolutely. It is 60 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, thank you for listening and watching. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Two minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, Facebook Live, questions, comments, whatever's on your mind, what's happening. Thank you so much. A lot of people tuning in, and today picking up some new viewers and new listeners, John.
Yeah, and you know, I like to think gardening keeps families together. And we had a comment that from Cheryl, who said, good morning. She goes, I'm thinking this is the show that my brother Steve in Simi Valley, California is always talking about.
And you know what, Cheryl? You're exactly right. Steve's been a longtime listener. And thank you, Cheryl, for being, I guess, a new part of the family.
Well, Cheryl doesn't really need to listen to the show because if she has a gardening question, all she has to do is ask Steve.
Is ask Steve, yeah, exactly.
Because anything that he grows or tries to grow, it just goes crazy.
I don't recall him ever calling and saying something died. What did I do wrong? It's always out of control. And again, and good for him for living in such a hot climate, too, because he has some property in Simi Valley, well over 100 degrees
right
these days. Yeah.
Hey, Tiger, I've personally never done this. I've seen it done, but I don't think I've ever done it.
Walk a tightrope?
No. Dale says that he's got an avocado seed with toothpicks halfway in the water on a windowsill. And
it's never rooted?
He says, yeah. How long? He said, nothing.
It sounds like a school project.
Said, it is, yeah.
He says, I can never get it to pop.
Really?
How long does it take?
Usually if you do the toothpicks with the water thing, I would say you start to see roots in about 3 weeks.
Does it matter what kind of avocado he has?
No.
Okay.
No. We've talked about this before. Growing an avocado seed from, or growing an avocado from seed is uneconomical or a little bit unrealistic way to do things because, number one, it could take 10 to 20 years to actually produce a fruit. Number two, you're not even guaranteed a pleasant avocado at the end of that fruiting, you know, or when it does begin to fruit. But if you were to do the project where you do put the toothpicks and the avocado in the water, 2 to 3 weeks, you should start to see the little roots emerge. And then maybe about after a month, it should start to get 2 to 3 inches long with that root system. But the one thing I will say is you just need to barely put the bottom of the avocado seed in water initially. If it's halfway in water, you might be rotting out the seed. You know, it shouldn't be completely submerged, but just the bottom part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Dale also said that he used to, when he was a kid, that they, in Otay Mesa, that they used to get sugar cane from the neighbors.
You were talking about last week, I think, sugar cane, right? I didn't believe it grew here, and you said no problem.
Yeah, and Otay Mesa, for those listening that aren't familiar, is a part of San Diego County down toward the border of Mexico.
Yeah, it's hot and dry.
Yeah,
I'm
very
really
hot
surprised and dry. Sugar cane, I always felt sugar cane was a tropical, maybe just because they grow it in Hawaii. So
yeah, and there's a lot of humidity all the time.
A lot of rain.
I remember being in Hawaii with my son years ago. We were out driving around. You know, you have the ocean on one side, then you have all the lush greenery on the other side. And there was a guy there, a sugar cane stand, and he would sit there chopping it up, and that's what he did. He would sell it right there.
Yeah.
He was missing a few fingers.
They use those big machetes out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and a comment on your comment about the avocados.
Uh-huh.
Cheryl, who's Steve's sister.
Uh-oh.
Says Steve has the biggest avocado tree that he started as a seed with the toothpicks, and it produces a huge amount of great avocados.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
But what Tiger is pointing out is that it's potluck. You don't know what you're going to get. You could get a great tasting avocado, or frequently we hear stories about people, I did this and it's been 20, 30 years, I still don't have
it. And nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But of course, if Steve did it.
Yeah. Everything Steve, you know, most people, they say, you know, everything you touch turns to gold. Everything he touches turns green.
Yeah.
That's green.
I'm certain of that. And it's good to have his sister on with us, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Cheryl, thank you for tuning in and listening, and hopefully you'll make it a habit.
You know, when Marilyn called, she was talking about new things for next year and how she likes to try all the new things that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing that I didn't know, you know, one of the great things about gardening is you always learn something new, right? And no matter how much you know, there's always much, much more to learn. And I just learned about the Bradford watermelon this week. I knew nothing about it.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Well, apparently there was a PBS special on it or some kind of special. Maybe it was on network TV. But the Bradford watermelon is supposed to be the world's best-tasting watermelon. And it was thought to be extinct for many, many years, but it's just been rediscovered that the Bradford family, this entire time for the last 100 years, has continued growing it on their property.
And they live where? Where would this be?
They're in the U.S. somewhere.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be by far the best tasting watermelon that there is.
Does that mean sweet? The sweetest?
Sweet, okay. Yeah, sweet, lots of flavor, juicy. But the reason it's not grown commercially is it has a real thin skin, so it cracks.
It doesn't ship well at all.
Yeah, you can't put it on a truck or you'd end up with a big mess.
Wow.
So I went to, let's see what the name of that website is if somebody out there wants to look this up. It's called BradfordWatermelons.com.
Ah, easy.
Yeah. And you can buy the seeds online. Right now, they're almost a dollar a piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's expensive for a seed.
It is. So we've got to figure out
a way to
get this. Maybe we can grow a crop of Bradford watermelons and then save the seed and then offer
we'll have
them.
A watermelon.
And then offer the seeds.
We'll have a watermelon eating contest at the end of the crop, and then we'll salvage all the seeds.
But that's a good idea, though.
People spit out the seeds, but we've got to go pick them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of selling the watermelon, sell the seeds and then grow it yourself.
Yeah. We could sell, let's see, we paid a dollar for the seed. Maybe we could sell the watermelon plants for like $5 or $6.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to look into that. I'm really intrigued by that, though. It's a similar story to the Marshall strawberry that we sold this year.
Right.
That and that, I believe, was one of the things that Marilyn bought from us was the Marshall strawberries.
And are those the white ones?
No, that's a pine berry.
That's right.
The Marshall one was the heirloom variety that was really sweet, but again, something you can't shift.
It is almost 30 minutes after the hour. Plenty of time, 30 minutes to go here on this Saturday. Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us. Always good to have you. And thank you for tuning in Facebook Live as you check out what's going on here in the studio. 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com. I'm Brian Main. Tiger Palafox
And John Bagnasco going to pay a few bills. Coming right back. Do stay with us.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Every time I look, I feel love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift.
And we are back. It is 36 minutes after the hour. Very happy, smiling John Bagnasco coming back from the break.
I was smiling because of the song, actually.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Were you the one that told me why he wore sunglasses?
Roy Orbison?
Yeah.
Why did he wear sunglasses?
Because I always thought he had a medical problem.
I thought he was blind.
I thought he was trying to be cool.
No, you know what it is? He's shy. He, as the story goes, he...
we're talking about Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison, who's singing this song, that he put his sunglasses on one time when he went on stage, and he felt a lot more comfortable. He just always had stage fright, so the sunglasses were kind of his way of feeling more comfortable. And that was it.
Now, the story I told you was about how Tony Arend used to fly model airplanes with him.
Is that right?
Up in Fallbrook.
Wow. That's interesting.
That he would come down, and I think Tony said he was like bright white skin.
Yeah.
No suntan.
Didn't get out in the sun very much.
Yeah, had his sunglasses. And
what a great voice.
Liked. Yeah, now that song wasn't just Roy Orbison.
That was him with the Traveling Wilburys.
The Traveling Wilburys.
Which they got together by accident as well, because somebody wanted to use, Tom Petty wanted to use Bob Dylan's studio to do something. He said, yeah, sure, no problem. So Bob was there. He showed up with George Harrison, and they kind of got together, started doing something, and said, hey, this sounds pretty good. Let's form a group.
Yeah, and what a great group time they were together.
Absolutely. So, John, you a little smile on your face during the break.
Yeah, prior to that...
we can talk music, too. Music questions, give us a call.
You know, our listeners always, by listening to our show, always find out a lot about us.
Yes.
But now with Facebook, we can find out a lot about our listeners. And Steve's brother, or Steve's sister, Cheryl, talking about the avocado that he grew.
Right.
Remember? So he said, Steve started that avocado seed in Spain and brought it back to the States as a full-grown tree.
Wait a minute.
She goes, I think he disguised it by packaging it as a surfboard.
Oh, my gosh. This is one clever
funny
dude.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, Steve has sent us pictures of things that he's, I think, if I'm trying to remember now, I think it was carnations that he grew from seed that he got in Spain.
Now, see, there's something else we talk about. I bet you don't even sell carnations, do you?
No, we sell dianthus.
Yeah.
Brian's obsessed with the florist-type carnations.
I am, because nobody sells them anymore. Nobody talks about them. When I was a kid, carnations were big.
Right.
Now, I don't even see carnation ice cream. That's how bad it's gotten. But I like carnations. Are they white, red, pink? They're various colors.
Yeah, yeah, and shades thereof. Speckled, striped.
I think we need to bring back the carnation. I wonder if Steve... Now, Steve probably has carnations. He probably has... I bet his backyard looks like a nursery.
Yeah, probably. All kinds of fun stuff growing here in pockets. Probably like John's.
Yeah, John's obsessed now with what's going on Facebook, I can tell. Yeah.
Well, we just had a question from Ryan, and he... he wants to know if we do they listen to the radio whenever they can, and they want to know if we do Facebook Live every Saturday and Sunday at this time. We don't do Sunday, but we do Saturday, right?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So if you do hear our show on Sunday, it's a replay, and we just do the Facebook Live. And you can, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the last several weeks, you could rewatch a show, an entire show.
And the Facebook Live is our radio show.
This is it.
This is the radio show.
Right.
Right. We're not doing As of now, we're not doing a separate show for Facebook.
I like that, as of right now.
Yeah.
Well,
you
never know
what
Tiger's got planned for the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
where we don't have to...
I feel more comfortable working with Tiger now. I told you how uncomfortable I used to be because he'd come in, sit over there with his phone.
Right. Now he brought his laptop in.
And I'm over here on my computer trying to organize stuff. But today he brought in a laptop. So.
Well, I knew you were more comfortable because you're sitting closer to him. That's how I knew.
We still have a same distance between us.
Any email questions?
This is from Dale.
Okay, Dale.
I've got a Japanese lantern hibiscus from Florida, and I planted it in a 3-gallon squat pot in Ocean Forest, and it's done nothing. Still green, same size.
It just hasn't grown.
Right.
It's got good soil.
Yeah, no dropping leaves. What's up with it?
And what is it again? It's a
Japanese lantern hibiscus.
Right. I'm trying to think. You know, I remember we talked about this last week.
Well, you did talk about it, and I'm wondering if he, you know, because there's the Japanese lantern, which is an abutilon.
Right.
But then you had also mentioned another plant last week with the same kind of name. And I'm wondering if, you know, is it an abutilon or is it this other plant that you had mentioned? Because the other plant that you had mentioned is a little bit more rare. Abutilon's pretty common. And it looks like a hibiscus flower, but it's called a Japanese lantern.
Well, it is a hibiscus, but it was hibiscus. It was a different species.
One you mentioned last week.
Yeah,
right. It was kind of rare, though.
Yeah, except you can get them occasionally, like Monrovia Nursery sells them.
Uh-huh.
And it's hibiscus schizopetalus.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring up...
Schizopetalus.
Yeah. Yes, say that four times
right,
fast.
Right, schizopetalus.
I'm going to bring a picture up there so Tiger can take a look and see what it is.
Yeah.
Why don't you hold it up to the camera, John? We can all see it.
But back to Dale's comment about it not doing anything. You know, sometimes it depends on how long things have been there, because some plants, whenever they're transplanted, they set roots before the plant actually begins to grow.
Well, Dale's also the one that couldn't sprout the avocado seed, so you just got a black thumb, Dale.
but you know, there's that. But if the plant overall health is good and it just hasn't grown, sometimes it has to do with season.
Yeah.
You know, where you just planted it in the season where it's somewhat dormant. And I know that hibiscus right now should be growing.
This is the season when they should be growing.
Should be
yeah,
crazy.
So,
but here's the other thing. The first thing that comes to mind is what size pot did he put it in?
Well, he said a 3-gallon squat pot.
Yeah, but what size was it when he transplanted
it? Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's over-potted,
mm-hmm.
then you don't get any growth because the roots just continue to grow and grow for a while.
Right.
Then you would see growth after a while.
After it, the roots fill out the pot.
Yes.
So... that could be one of the reasons, but if that's not the reason, Dale, if it was pretty good size when you put it in there, then put some liquid organic fertilizer. Use the Kickapoo Joy Juice formula that Sharon came up with,
mm-hmm.
which was 5 drops of HB101, 2 tablespoons of liquid organic food.
And there's peroxide in there too, right?
Yeah, and then how much hydrogen peroxide was it?
Oh, just eyeball it.
I think it was like 4 tablespoons of hydrogen peroxide in a gallon of water, and that would definitely make it grow. You put that on once a week for about 3 or 4 weeks. Next. This is from Kathy. Ugh. Carnations.
Carnations.
Funeral flowers.
She's not a fan of carnations.
Yeah. Funeral flowers.
They always remind me of many hours sitting at the funeral parlor with my mom when some family member or friend passed away.
Hmm. Next time I see a funeral, I'm going to see if they're still using carnations.
Now, gladiolas always remind me of funerals.
Really?
Yeah. Because whenever you see a bouquet of gladiolas, it's a funeral, right?
Well, it's not just a bouquet. They do those arrangements where the gladiolas are always the tall in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way it's arranged.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was in Bali, it was really neat. I saw this a few times traveling through Bali, but it's customary for if you were to open a new business, the bank some of your suppliers, other people in the community that kind of would send these giant arrangements to the new business on their opening grand opening.
Kind of nice.
And so you would see this little shop. It was like maybe a little pop-up liquor store. Some of them were, you know, more fancy and stuff like that. But then they would have these giant arrangements out there, and it was for their opening. And I thought, I'm like, that's kind of neat. You know, we've all gone away from sending flowers for the most part, and then also letters to people. But in Bali, it's still holding strong there. I liked it. It was nice.
I never use LinkedIn, even though I have like 1,000 connections on LinkedIn. And apparently, I don't even know what they're referring to, but this last week I got about 100 people congratulating me on my anniversary.
Anniversary of what job?
What job are you referring to? I don't know. I don't know what I have on there.
Well, I didn't congratulate you, so congratulations, John.
By the way, Dale says he doesn't have a black thumb, and the hibiscus was small when he transplanted it, so that's probably it. It got overpotted.
It's still setting roots.
Dale, I'm sure you've got a great green thumb, no doubt about it. We're going to take a break, come back. We've got one more segment. Stay with us. It is Garden America on this wonderful Saturday weekend.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 52 minutes after the hour. Final segment. Boy, oh boy, 2 hours goes just like that. Having a good time. Thank you for joining us, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Hello there, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 if you want to call us. Also on Facebook, posing your questions and comments. And then john@gardenamerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. By the way, if you do not receive the newsletter, go to our website, gardenamerica.com. Top right-hand side, just click it, fill in the information, and you'll get our newsletter every Friday. We send it out. It gives you like an update of who's going to be on the show. John writes articles, bits of information. People send in pictures. We post those pictures. It's kind of a fun thing to have.
It's fun, little community thing also as far as the newsletter
goes. You receive it, right?
I do.
You better.
Yes. Yeah, but I like seeing it because there's fun stuff in there that is good knowledge. And not only that, we send links to good informative sites as well. And, you know, it's kind of neat to see what other people are doing.
So that's gardenamerica.com. And again, top right-hand corner. And no, we do not share any of your information, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So here we are. Last
we
segment,
had a listener, Nancy, says sent an email. It says, John, after many years of finding avocado seeds that are already germinating, you know, when their fruit is really, really ripe, she says, I find that many pretty and or useless glass containers help keep the seeds at the appropriate levels of water. And she said, I started with little bud vases, but found that shot glasses and some wine glasses do the job, too. I'm including a photo of my newest vases, but there's only one seed that was thrown into our compost pile this summer that needed water. Yours, Nancy.
There's always alcohol involved.
Yeah.
Well, she sent a picture of, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, almost a dozen different glasses that she's got lined up for rooting these avocado seeds. So that was kind of cool. And then I got a chuckle from Steve here because he sent me a note that said, hello, garden friends. Me and my brother were talking, and between the two of us, we know everything. Get together and ask me the toughest question. I'll answer you after I hear your questions.
Okay, Steve. So when he says everything, is he talking about gardening and horticulture or just everything in general?
Everything. He means everything.
Yeah. Everything.
So I answered back. I said, hey, Steve, the only question that I have is what are the winning numbers for Powerball this week?
Mm.
And he sent back, oh, he knows that one.
He's quick on his feet. That's good. My brother knows that one.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Steve, it's good to have your sister aboard, too, Cheryl, as she's on Facebook with us, watching us Facebook Live. BizTalk Radio, 855-424-9825. Anything else happening in the email world, John?
I see a comment also that somebody's asking about tomatoes with this humidity that we're having and the humidity starting across the nation and different parts of the country. You know, they were worried about tomatoes. And one of the things I don't think people do enough when it comes to tomatoes is thin them out, you know, actually kind of prune them. A lot of people will just put them in a cage, let them grow, and they become these dense balls of growth.
Right.
And then in the inside of it, they get black spot, they get mildew, they even get bugs in there in the middle of it. And people need to realize that you need to thin out that tomato, cut out some of the inner growth, allow for airflow, especially if you live in a humid area, because that's what's going to get disease. You're going to get problems with the fruit down the road. And, you know, it's just something you do for any plant in general, is to make sure you're allowing for some airflow through the plant so you don't get that disease problem.
What I told you guys, that I grew up in Michigan, which was hot and humid. And every year my grandmother would plant about 30 to 40 tomato plants, and they were all staked up. And during the season, you would rarely see leaves. she thinned them out the way that you said.
Yeah.
And you could see the tomatoes there ripening, but she never pulled all the side suckers off. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's good advice.
I need to do that when I get home. I've got plants I need to thin out. They're just spilling over outside the pots.
Yeah.
Then we have a note from Linda, and she's asking, she said she lives in Redding, and it's 108 today.
Wow.
And
the whole state's is just on fire.
Yeah. Well, she wants to know if the extreme heat that we've been having could cause her hydrangea blooms to turn brown. And I don't know about the blooms, because the blooms usually will just fade.
They just fade. Right.
But if they're actually turning brown, it could be because of the heat. My hydrangeas, which are on the north side of the house, actually had the leaves burn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the plant is nice green and lush, but there's burn spots on the leaves just because of the way the sun was hitting it. And it was so hot.
And one thing I've seen in the nursery is that if you don't water them enough time while they are flowering and the foliage wilts a little bit, yeah, you can water it and it'll perk back up. Uh-huh. But if that flower wilts, it doesn't always perk back up. And maybe that's what occurred, was that, you know, it got hot,
a little dry,
it wilted, but then it watered, and the plant looks healthy now, but that flower didn't recover the same as the plant.
Not like the impatiens or sun patients do. When they get hot and they kind of
droop,
they come right back when you water them.
Right. And so that might have been what caused the actual flower. Probably not the sun and the heat, like you mentioned. It probably just dried out for a minute, and then, you know, maybe they got watered, the plant perked up, but the flower didn't.
And, you know, that said, you should increase your watering schedule in this heat.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you were doing before. You water every day, right, John, almost?
Oh, you know what? The one bed in my house, you know, I don't know what's going on there. It might be the soil is just too sandy. But I watered yesterday morning before I went to work, and then I came home at night.
Dry.
And stuff was wilted. Roses were wilted.
Wow.
And, you know, they perk back up when you water them. But I'm thinking, God, one day? Usually a rose you can go 2 or 3, 4 days without water.
But if there's a hot wind,
yeah,
you don't know what happened while you were gone
at
home, and it could have been just a little bit of hot wind, and that'll wick out moisture much quicker than just regular sun heat.
Right. Well, our friend Dale just sent a note that says he pulled up that hibiscus and the root ball's the same as it was when he planted it a few weeks ago. So no root growth, and again, it's just too big a pot deal.
Thank you so much.
Put it down to a 1 gallon.
Thank you so much for tuning in, for watching us on Facebook Live. We'll do it again next Saturday right here, same time, 8 o'clock, as we kick things off on the West Coast, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone. Tiger, Brian, John Bagnasco, Brandon, Zach, thank you so much. Until next week, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.